This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo, and he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. I heard that Brian Roush missed a Friday night high school football game because he went to a University of Wisconsin football game played on a Friday night. Brian Roush, there's a big debate on whether those college teams should be playing on Friday nights. How dare you go to a college football game on a Friday night?
Well, Jim, it is completely true. That's not a rumor. I did go last Friday when Utah State was in town, and as I told people, I hated the fact that it was on Friday night. We do have some great new staff members here at WCCI that had to get kind of worked into the football rotation. So as the scheduler, I was able to put an off day on my calendar and go, and it was a great night for football. Beautiful, but not a full house, about 5,000 short of capacity there at Camp Randall. And I had heard that many of the schools up in Wisconsin, once they caught wind, some of the local conferences moved their games to Thursday, knowing what a big distraction it would be, and maybe even, you know, traffic situations and travel times and that impacted. So they moved to Thursday. And throughout the Big Ten, I don't think it's received that great of a reception, right? Is that pretty accurate? I know, like, Northwestern had a few, and now that's off the calendar. Michigan and Ohio State have spoken out adamantly opposed to the Friday night games. So I don't think it's the greatest idea, and maybe it'll be a short-term thing for the Big Ten.
Well, I don't know, because I think, you know, once they open the Pandora box, I think that it's tough to close it. And I think Friday night college football is going to be a thing. And here's the thing, why, Brian, I really, even though I know the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association, they have really taken a stand and say, you know, why are you playing college football games on Friday nights? That's high school football. Now, if Illinois was a top-of-the-line program right now, which they are not, I think it'd be a much bigger issue for the fan, but let's face it, I still think most high school football fans in our area, most parts of the state, they're going to go to the high school football game on Friday night in Illinois. Why? Because Illinois is not very good right now. Now, it's another story if the program becomes an elite program. That's where I think it's, you know, an issue. Like Wisconsin, for example. Wisconsin has a very good football program, so the football fan there, whether it be high school or college, they have a tough choice to make on Friday nights if the Badgers are really good, whether to stay at home and watch the game on TV, go to Madison, or listen to the game on radio, or decide to go to the high school football game. I don't think it's a big problem in Illinois yet, just because, let's face it, the Illini aren't any good right now.
Yeah, and I think, don't the Illini have two Friday night games?
Yes,
one
they
on the
do.
Road, one at
yep.
home? And maybe they'll use that as an alibi if a lot of people don't show up for that Friday night game to say, hey, it's a high school night and they were out supporting their local team.
Well, in the other argument, though, I get on this with some people say, what's the big deal? Then if you're so mad about the Friday night games for high school football being only for Friday night high school football, then why are you playing Saturday afternoon high school football playoff games when Saturday afternoon is met for college football? What about that?
Yeah, that's a good point, because high school late in their season, in the postseason, they slide into the college area. But I think there's a lot of, you know, reasons why you have to play on Saturday. Travel, logistics in a lot of situations. So some of those Friday nights, temperatures and wind conditions late in the calendar there into November. But, I think it's something that, like you said, I don't know if we'll ever be able to push it back into the box. I think it'll be around because of the power of TV and because of the importance of getting out there on a regular basis and, you know, building that logo up and that program and that label and just being in a position to, attract recruits or fans or whatever from around the country.
All right, so I guess we're just going to put you on a warning instead of double secret probation for going to a college football game on a Friday night. All right, I was going to ask you, we had Greg Anderson on a couple of weeks ago from the IHSA, and, you know, talking a little bit about the state basketball situation and, you know, how they can bring basically the attendance back like it was in the 60s, 70s, 80s for that matter. And one of the things they're exploring is potentially playing all four state championship games on the same weekend. And I would think that maybe that would impact of a situation where maybe the third place games wouldn't be played, or they'd have to extend the weekend where maybe it's a Thursday situation. I don't know what. But do you think that's the answer, and would you like something like that?
You know, I think they're going to have to try to do something, Jim. I really do. I'm not 100% sure that that is the correct answer, but I'd like to see them kick around some ideas. What do you have in your head? I mean, I know that you're kind of close to this situation. What are your thoughts?
Well, and I know we were talking on the talking off the air, and you said, why can't we go back to two-class system? So come on, Brian. There's got to be somebody up in the northwest upstate Illini that listens to WCCI, one of the member schools up there, or down here a Three Rivers school, a Lincoln Trail Conference school, or a Prairie Land Conference school. Please offer a bylaw amendment to go back to the two-class system. I hear that so much. Why can't a member school at least offer that up again and see where it goes?
And then it would take care of itself. I think a lot of those issues that were created by the disconnect, not knowing much about, you know, the other games being played because it's in a whole different class the weekend that you're there, and being able to play, you know, the Friday games and Saturday, I think it would be marvelous, but I think there again, I'm not sure we'll ever take that step.
Yeah, and I'm of the opinion I want the two class back for not only boys and girls basketball, but softball, baseball, and volleyball too. Come on, one of the member schools out there listening, do it.
Just one.
Offer the bylaw amendment. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.